Terrence Bopp here with another episode of
Loud the Lair.
And today I'm going to be reading The Second Stance in The Warrior's Way, Soldier Soul. Ideally, what I'm trying to do here is cover every portion of this book. So down the road, it's available to all you dudes out there. Because, in my opinion, very, very important. There's a lot of people out there navigating this world completely rudderless. No guiding light.
Nothing.
That is a tragedy. And I'm trying to correct that here.
Wouldn't it be great to have Pop as a dad? Well, too bad. We got the dads we got. Still, not everybody's dad was great, let alone good, let alone present. Matter of fact, most of the problems we face today are because we didn't have a dad. And if men don't get these vital lessons fathers used to pass on to their children, our lives will be wasted. Thankfully, these lost lessons have been conveniently recompiled in a course by Aaron Clary titled, The Dad You Never Had. Covering everything from life's purpose, defeating laziness, developing a work ethic, personal finances, career management, women, retirement planning, and much, much more. The Dad You Never Had compiles the fatherly wisdom of Red Pill creators such as Rolla Tomasi, Rich Cooper, Aaron Clary, and even Pop himself into an intense and thorough 12-hour course. It's the easiest and quickest way to get up to speed and get on with living life. It's no substitute for a real father, but it is the wisdom and advice you need to manage your life successfully and end the misery fatherlessness has wreaked upon your life and society. So get the roadmap to a better life. Take The Dad You Never Had today. Your life is just too precious not to. Available on Teachable.com. Use the discount code BlakeIsCool to get 10% off. Link is in the Meat Gazer box.
A shortcut only turns a rectangle into two squares or a square into two triangles. That is it. The explanation. I have no patience for linear thinkers. We live in a line already because we are constrained by time. We must pass by point A to get to point B just to get to point C, so on and so forth. People add more linear crap to this, are obtuse, and live in a foolish mindset. Always strive to cut corners and make every action you do more streamlined. If you can remove points or jump points, then by all means do so. Remember, there are no rules, so they can kiss your ass. Don't take anything personal if you are reprimanded or punished for doing so. Most of those you encounter here on Earth are mere mortals and are not capable of understanding this simple lesson. You will know you become good at this when you always have a nonchalant way about you and all you say and do. This is outside the writing, so I'm just going to cover this point right here. When I was a young hua, I came across a sergeant who was an E6. And no matter what was put before this man, death, sickness, whatever, always even keel, stoic to the core. And just being in that mindset will help you out in life because it will draw people to you. Because you become a pillar of strength in their eyes. Life and your duty will become easy as you get good at this. If you mess something up by jumping a point, then you got caught. You got caught because you made a mistake. It's okay, they happen. Just try harder to not have them in the future. Thus, you didn't try hard enough. The key to becoming a good adapter is always be right or have good intentions about what you do. If you take a shortcut for your own selfish needs, they will almost always backfire and crumble. Furthermore, no commander in his right mind is going to punish you harshly for taking initiative to complete a mission or help someone else. These qualities are so rare amongst us hairless monkeys. Only an idiot would quash it. This mindset is absolutely critical to being a good leader. And once you've mastered it, normals will be jealous of you, so watch out. This is the basis of professional jealousy. You make it look easy, they have to work hard. You're working just as hard as them, except you put up the illusion that it's easier. You see what I'm doing there? All right. Once you decide to jump a point, you'll receive some sort of punishment. This can range anywhere from a court martial to a simple ass chewing or, God help you, a written counseling. 90% of the time, it'll be a simple remark about performance. Be it good, bad, so what? The remaining punishments can get steeper, so be prepared for it when you do such things. 98% of everyone you know or pass by every day will not cross this line and risk punishment of any kind. We are, as a race, cowards, and only leaders take these risks. So be the leader. Take the risk. Take the punishment if you fail. Don't blame those around you for your mistakes. Own them, accept them, and grow from them. If you can do this, you will grow. If you blame those around you, you will not. The key to success in life is to grow. Those who blame usually are not liked or respected, and dare I say, even hated. So what I'm trying to convey here is simply this. Most of the time, when you take a shortcut, and it's for your own selfish gratification or what have you, probably not going to work out well. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Life is about humility and gratitude and being open to the possibilities. Most of the people you walk by don't think like that. They are stuck in that linear thinking. They have to go through this to get to that, to get to this, to get to that. Now, there's technically nothing wrong with that. That is simply the way normals conduct business. But we have billionaires out there who don't do things linear. They jump points. They cut out the chaff and the useless bullcrap, and they get to their goals. All right, let's take, for instance, Elon Musk. That guy took a lot of risks, did a whole hell of a lot of shortcuts. And the motivation is basically the electric automobile and putting together a space industry, which will change our way of culture in this planet forever. If you're going to make shortcuts, make sure they're done for the right reasons. Try not to be selfish about it, and certainly don't take shortcuts to purposely injure other people. This is about you. I cover revenge, but that one doesn't really pop up for another 16 of these episodes, but we'll talk about revenge as well. I cover everything in this book. Anyway, hopefully you found this interesting. I know this is a little on the boring side. And, you know, there's guys out there that, you know, want the humor out of me. I got it. But there aren't a lot of comedians out there with actual real-world combat experience who've seen war, who use comedy and, dare I say, wisdom at the same time.